Gaspar van Wittel was a renowned and, at the same time, little-known painter. He was born in Amersfoort, a city near Utrecht, presumably between 1652 and 1653. His date of birth is not documented, but can be deduced from the tombstone of the painter's grave in Santa Maria in Valicella in Rome. It refers to the 13th of September 1736, the date of his death at the age of 83. He trained in his homeland in the workshop of a painter of landscapes and vedute before becoming the painter of the Rome of his day. He is documented in the city starting from 1675, the year he joined the Association of Flemish Painters, with the nickname of the Torch. Soon afterwards, he began to work as a draftsman with his fellow Dutchman Cornelis Meyer, a hydraulic engineer and inventor who came to Rome during the Jubilee of that year. This brought his first illustrious commission, a papal assignment, as important as it was profitable, on behalf of Pope Clement X, who wanted to restore navigation on the River Tiber from Perugia to Rome. Thanks to this extraordinary formative experience, halfway between art and science, the painter began to develop his very personal style. Thereafter in Rome, he would always be known by a new nickname, Gaspar with the Spectacles, a double allusion to his personal problem with his sight due to his age, but also to his meticulous technique of execution, created with the use of optical precision lenses. In 1700, his son Ludwig, Louis in English, was born in Naples and would become the famous architect of the Royal Palace of Caserta. After spending time in Naples, Gaspar van Wittel returned to Rome, but also visited Florence, Verona, and Venice, where he learned of his admission to the Accademia di San Luca. Thanks to van Wittel's mastery, the depiction of the city with its public and private buildings was finally established as a modern secular pictorial genre, which met with great success among the mercantile bourgeoisie, who saw in these images the confirmation of their wealth.